Yo, 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 what's up? Welcome. It's another episode of Horrible Decisions. This your girl, Mandy B.
And I'm Wheezy.
There we go. I was waiting for you.
Happy fucking Monday, sluts. This is going to be a really gross episode, so I'm going to be honest with you. A lot of the things that I've found are some fear factor shit that we're going to bring up.
So, if
you have a weak stomach.
I guess that's cool to warn them. So this episode may be triggering.
I don't know if it's triggering, but once I found out what rosebud porn is, then it was
just disgusting.
I was like, okay, it's pretty bad. Look it up.
Well, we'll go ahead. We do want to give a huge shout out and birthday wish, I guess, to Angela Yee. We went to her.
Amma Diddley and DJ Envy and Charlotte LaMaine, the god.
That shit was so much. Webby just couldn't get that shit right for shit.
Yo, say the three names really fast. Start with DJ.
DJ Envy, Angela Yee, and Charlamagne. Yeah, bitch, I got that.
I was saying it this morning, and I was like, Angela Yee, GJ MV, Charlamagne. we had a lot of fun. Thank you for the invite. So I wanted to tell you
and
what happened.
And for the drink, shout out Duce. Bitch, I was drunk.
So someone I had sex with was at the party, right? And I hadn't spoke to them in like a month. And we saw each other. And the second he saw me, he came up, hugged me. And I was like, okay, great. This is nice. We're done. We passed each other, I'd say maybe another 5 times. And then the last time that he came up to me, I was talking to a very attractive man that I've never seen out before. I don't know who he was, but niggas kept coming up to him. So I'm like, damn, like, I'm trying to figure out what his name is. I'm like, so what do you do? And he's like, you know, a lot of things. I was like, okay, see somebody.
He sell drugs?
Bitch, I don't know. So hold on. No, I can't actually tell you what he does. He works for a brand that all the niggas wear and does some big shit for it.
Oh,
so,
okay.
But right when I'm getting his number, wouldn't you know the nigga I fuck comes up to me and he was like, did I tell you how great it was to see you? And then called me by my real name in front of the nigga, which was a very like, oh, I know her for real. And I'm like, yo, calm the fuck down. Like, I was so annoyed, Mandy.
That's
right
funny.
When I was like taking his phone and like putting the number in, he was like, did I tell you how good it was to see you? And I'm like, yep, great to see you too, buddy. That's exactly what
I
said.
That is so funny.
And then when he walked away, I called him Pally. I've never said that in my life. Bye, Pally. I was like, get
Pally. What is the
I wanted him
like
to know
buddy
we're friends.
Pal?
Yes.
Bitch, that ain't your buddy old pal and you be getting dick down, bitch.
Listen, don't be cock blocking me from new dick. I would have never done that to him if he was talking
to me. No, I feel it. But guys are very territorial like that. I actually felt good. Like, I love New York for that reason that I be going out and I don't be fucking nobody. Like, I don't be fucking nobody in the room. Like, and I love it. I mean, as long as it's not All-Star Weekend, then yeah, I have not fucked anybody in the room. And it feels great. Like, I can't say that was the same when I lived in Orlando.
I think
when
New York circles can be really small, but
The circles are really small here. So it's like, I've been here 6 years now. So it just feels good that when I go out, I don't really have the whole running into people I fucked thing happen too much. I will say I fucked 24/7 for the first time in 2019 and it was great. I think he was too high though, because he does all these analogies after we get done fucking. He always says how much we have porn sex. He's like, man, it's like a porno every time. Da-da-da. So we're talking and I'm like, yeah, because I think we went almost a month and a half without fucking because our schedules just wouldn't allow. I was traveling a lot at the end of the year and so was he. And so I was like, yeah, well, I know them bitches ain't fuck you like that. Do you all know that this nigga kind of said I had Pokemon pussy? And I felt
What's
like
that mean?
Pokemon pussy. So this is what happened, right? This is how I know he was high as fuck. So we got done fucking and we're talking about what's been going on, right? He said I was like Balthazar, but not really Balthazar. I don't know what Pokemon.
That's a restaurant.
No, but we were talking about
that is not a
Bulbasaur. We were talking about Bulbasaur. There you go.
Balthazar, the French restaurant.
It don't matter. We was talking about like, so I was like, nigga, we talking about Pokemon now. He's like, so this is what it's like. You know, like when you got the person all the way at the top that everyone tries to fight to make better, like to beat out. And I was like, I'm not gonna lie, it was so funny because he was getting in character. He's like, you like way up here like the master, and then like them other bitches I be fucking, they trying to fight to get their way up to you to beat the master.
Well,
and,
I guess you can just add the aka like, Pikachu Pokemon
aka
now.
So then I was like looking up, I was like, wait, so I know Charmander turns into Charizard, but isn't there someone else after Charizard? Wasn't like the top Pokemon start with a Z? So when I was in third grade, I used to like trade Pokemon cards with the niggas. So, like, I'm
Why
trying to remember.
With the niggas in third grade?
With the niggas in third grade, bitch.
With them niggas. So I'm trading my shit.
So, I'm trying to think which one was the hardest card to get with Pokemon. Wasn't it a Pokemon that started with, like, a Z? Or some shit like that?
I can look it up.
Anyway, yeah, look it up. So, I tried, but then all these names of Pokemon that I don't know, so I feel like maybe there was other generations of Pokemon that came out after I was watching Pokemon, because then I didn't know none of them Pokemon.
The hardest Pokemon to catch is, oh my God, I remember this one. It was like the shiny card.
That's the shiny card. But wait, is that Charizard?
No, Dragonite. Charizard's like just a...
Charizard was still a complicated one to get.
Here are the most 10... I guess it's Charizard's just a popular one. Oh. Who is Rayquaza? He black?
Rayquaza.
Dark Eye. That sounds like Dark Eye. And he's dark. That's fucking racist. That's... The most rare Pokemon is... No, there's too many. I'm sorry.
There's a lot. So we were talking about that. And then so I got on Instagram Live and we were talking about Pokemon. And so I really think my pussy is Jigglypuff, because Jigglypuff used to put people to sleep. So I feel like I got Jigglypuff pussy. And that's I just cute, like the name.
That's a cute pussy name.
Because my booty be jiggling now, too.
That's a cute
and
pussy
name.
It's
like a puff.
I've never really named my pussy.
My pussy name is now Jigglypuff.
I like that.
What would you name your pussy? Not after a Pokemon, but maybe like a superhero. If you had to name your pussy, what would you name your
I'm
pussy?
I'm thinking about this Sex and the City episode where she was talking about, because the therapist, it was Charlotte and her husband. And do you remember he couldn't get it up? They couldn't have
right,
sex.
Right.
So he was like, what would you like to name the, you know, your genitals so that it's not awkward? And she said, I'm going to go with Rebecca.
She's Wait, like, you would choose?
She was like, it's just a nice name. It really is. And honestly, when you asked me that, I was like, I don't know, like a Lola is a good pussy name.
Lola, like, and that's like a flower.
And just like a name-ish. Nice hoe name, too. Speaking of names, I just got accepted to Raya.
Okay.
And
I gave up on dating apps.
So I was on Raya, but got kicked off for a screenshot of someone famous and did not know that's how the app works. I've been trying to get my friends on Raya to get me back on. Shout out to Erica from Good Moms Bad Podcast. Andrew tried. All my friends tried. Now, by the way, it's not just a dating app. Like, there's a social part of it, too. Like, I guess I can't tell you who I've seen on there, but, like, I've seen some people in the media industry on there. I'm like, okay, dope. But I'm more on there for dick. Damn pussy. So I'm back on the app, right? And the only thing that sucks about Raya, obviously it's people in the creative industry, is that Weezy What The Fuck is in there. Like, your Instagram is tied to Raya. So, like, any guy that writes me first immediately...
gets to see your Instagram.
Talks about my Instagram. I'm just going to read you the last message I have from Zach. Hey, G. About to download an episode of your podcast for the plane. Any recs?
Oh, God.
I said, LOL. I'm going to assume that you've dug through enough. What title interested you the most? He put, haha. Honestly, started with top moments. Wow. Shoe fuckers, huh?
You know what's crazy? That was the first episode that my coworkers listened to. Because I had to let them know I'm going on tour. And they're like, wait, you had... So then it delved into, like, what do you do? And I was just like, and that was our first episode. And I was just like, so that's... Shoe fucking is literally what I heard the next day in
the
office.
The only thing I hate about that episode now is, like, I really love doing the compiling of the episodes, because it's the one that me and Mandy, like, really, like, kind of brainstorm the most and talk with y'all. And even though some people think it's a lazy episode, I love it. But... therapy is the first thing. So people that never have heard it,
no,
that start
the
there.
Shoe fucking is the first thing. And then it gets into therapy. Therapy second.
Oh, it does?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Shoe fucking is the first
Because then he
one.
Just started asking me why we was fighting. I'm like, damn, it's only been 5 minutes. You heard that?
Yeah, no. Therapy is the second one. Because it pretty much brings where... So I feel like the shoe fucking was kind of one of the very first episodes we did in the studio when everyone walked in and we're on loudspeaker. So that's kind of how it started. And then, bitch, the therapy was like, yeah. So we had trials and tribulations over the past year that we've overcome. But yeah, so, all right.
I was talking about our therapy when I went on another podcast recently and I was like, yo.
You told me.
No. But as much as I hated doing that episode, I realized, like, how different it was. Just because on some real shit, other podcasters that tell me about their co-hosts and, like, talk shit about them, I'm like, Wow.
So y'all's faves don't like each other the same way we do. We just share. Well, me and Weezy, if you haven't noticed, have been doing much better. We even going out. Bitch, I done seen you, what, 3 times this week?
Know.
4 times this week? Like, and we're knocking out a lot of content. Me and her, we're both at Angela's party together.
We're just, when you're deep in the bag, it's really hard to not like each other. That's another good thing, too.
Okay. Yeah.
I believe that. Like, I can't hate you with checks. I just can't. What am I going to do? Technically, like, we get, it's a check with both of our names on it to a bank account.
It is.
What am
both
I going to do?
Both of our names are on this
hate
account.
Hate you?
I
can't.
Know. And I can't even hate her because then I look at that account and I'm like, ooh, there's a comma. There's a lot. there's a lot in that account right now.
I know.
Hey, girl, have a wonderful day at work. I be texting Weezy like, you know.
Good afternoon.
Even today with this episode, I text her. I said, side note. This was a really good topic that you came up with. Good job. Kudos to you. Let's go in the studio and have a great day.
I mean, what else are we going to do? You're telling me I'm going to be mad about you when horrible decisions just paid my rent? No, I'm not.
Yeah, no, you're right.
But, I think it's really cool that, like I said, I really hated doing it because I kind of assumed that having the therapy out in the open would be a spectacle, right? Like, making us a joke. But it totally was the other way around.
The opposite, yeah.
Like, even if niggas laughed at it and we didn't know or see that, like, it changed it for me. You know, putting all my fucking flaws on the table, letting people, just opening up my feelings for you, people being able to tell me, hey, you were wrong. Or
bitch,
this.
I cried. The fuck?
It was a
crying.
You're an ugly ass crier.
First,
my mom was that way, bro. Okay. So,
do you know how ugly you are when you cry?
It's a cute one.
No, it's not.
It is.
You're
like,
not even that cute hoe to be. No, let me stop.
Bitch, I'm an emo hoe, so I perfected
my. You do, you
honestly,
do, right.
My cry, like, my tears just come out so often. Like, I know how to, like, change them now. I also learned, like, little things to make yourself stop crying. Like, tongue on the roof of your mouth. Can help. Like, bitch, really. Like, tears just be coming out. I talked to
this
a homeless woman.
This they be teaching you on Talkspace? When you be calling your therapist, you be crying. She's like, now just put your tongue to the top of your mouth and breathe.
I can't remember the tongue thing, but, like, it was something with your tongue that can, like, stop the tears. Like, holding it back or something, like, that can maybe help with the tears. But, yeah, I was talking to this homeless woman on the train the other day, and I was like, oh, shit, it's coming. I started bawling, bro.
Oh, well, yeah, I like crying just for, like, shows and movies. But it's really weird. Like, I cry, like, and I know that that's where I literally hold all my cries for in real life. Because I'll be watching, like, Locked Up, Raw. And I be bawling the whole time.
What's the last thing you cried over?
Okay, Undercover Boss. I'm not going to lie.
Okay.
Every episode, I cry at the end when it's like, so we're going to, you remember how you have difficulty paying your medical bills? I'm going to pay your medical bills for you. And then the fucking crocodile tears just start fucking going. So, yeah, I would say Undercover Boss. I was just watching that not long ago.
I'm trying to think. It was a show I watched, a reality show where I think it might have been I Am Jazz. You know what that is?
No.
So because I've burned through 90 Day Fiancé, I now have just, like, TLC on demand, so I'm looking. There's a show about a 13-year-old trans girl,
mm-hmm.
and, like, she kind of just talks about what she's going through. Now she's about to get surgery that's going to change her life, and it's, like, it really fucked me
that
up, man.
That sounds deep.
It's a dope show, and, like, you know, she has love interests on there, and it's really sweet. 90 Day Fiancé, I've cried over. Let me tell you how obsessed I am over the show. I've watched this show so much, I'm watching, like, clips of, like, their families talking about it on YouTube. Like, I can't get out of it. Now my favorite character, Larissa and Colty, she's from Brazil, everything more biggie, blackie. They got in this fight, bitch. It's even if you don't watch the show, this clip is so fucking interesting because it's so crazy. Me and Allie, incredible. I don't even know her number. I can't even remember the last time I talked to her on the phone, but we will text about that shit on if I can Instagram.
Would you do 90 Day Fiancé?
After Mexico, I really wanted to, but listen to her voice. They got in a domestic violence fight. Listen to
someone that to help me. Please, I need attorney. Please, I need someone to take me off of the jail. I'm going to the jail. Call the police.
That's not funny, bro. You're so bad. No, because why? She going to come in here next episode with that same goddamn accent. Y'all know
call the police. I need a thorn. I need to take him into jail to call the police.
Wait, so she got into a domestic violence issue,
bitch,
with the person from 90 Day
Fiancé?
She's
so fucking extra. This bitch puts everything on the Instagram, right? So she starts recording him. And she's like, I'm on the sleepy on the floor because you tried to hit me. And I don't believe her. And he's like, Larissa, I don't know what you want me to do. You say I have a small dick. You do whatever everything to just make me upset. Then she has, apparently TMZ covered it, bitch. She has all these random cuts, and you saw how the blood was on her face? The blood was from no cuts on her face. They couldn't find a cut on her face. So all of the blood on her body was like inconsistent. So they're like, obviously you made this shit up. So that's why, so that's why she went on Instagram. They take me to the jail. And what's my show? And then he got a mom. He lives with his mom, right? And so the mom.
Why do they set people up like this?
I don't know. So she's talking shit about the mom, whose name is Debbie, right? She's like, don't like a Debbie food because she don't cook with the sauce. Don't cook with the seasoning. No good food. So good. Dude, bitch, let me tell you. I got some dick, right? Jeeves came over a few months ago. And I was like, dude, I got to show you what I've been watching, because if you weren't here, this is what I'd be doing, and I need to knock this season out. He was invested, bitch. He's like, wow, so the dude from Jamaica now moves to Pennsylvania to be with Melanie and her children? And he's like, you know, I'm the only black dude in the neighborhood, but I love Melanie, and you know, from my green card.
Bitch. So the only one that I saw, and I don't know if it was 90 Day Fiancé, was an African dating a white woman. And that
the fat white woman?
That nigga went back to Africa and cleared out her account, bro.
Yes, and she was like, Michael, did you go to my account? Never going back to Nigeria. Did you see her dress him in the Trump shit?
That's the shit I'm talking about. That shit was so funny.
Bro, she dressed Michael in the goddamn, she came to visit him in Nigeria, right? She was like, look what I brought you, babe. She pulled out this fucking Make America Great Again hat and the shirt, and he's like, I love it, Donald. I can't wait to get there and meet you. Oh, my God. Stick with the hands up. And then
that nigga cleared her
account. She's 52. She's 52. He's 30. He told her, if I have a picture of you on my phone, the cops gonna check my phone and see a white woman, and they gonna think I'm scamming, and they gonna arrest me. So she's telling her daughter, her friends and shit. She's like, I believe him. You don't know the laws in Nigeria. Damn it. And she's like, do I think Michael's using me? Well, I don't know, for a few reasons. There are some love there we've never met, and I could be his mother's age, but I feel something there.
No, bro, that shit was the only one.
He was like, I respect Angela like my elder. You are like a mother to me. She's like, nah, you're embarrassing me.
I'm done with all these accents.
This shit is so fucking good. Then they got a Filipino bitch who fucking with this nigga who rapped.
I saw that one.
That shit is good too.
I gotta get into it, like really watch. If there's nothing else on TV, and I'm not gonna lie, this is that means there has to be no Chopped beating Bobby Flay.
Bobby Flay's good.
I like Bobby Flay. I'm into Top Chef. Like, I watch like the cooking shows.
They're great.
Yeah.
So, I'm gonna just tell you one more.
None of that is on. I'm done catching up on Married to Medicine. I'm done catching up to Real Housewives.
Have you heard about
Atlanta.
The couple that can't speak each other's language, so they WhatsApp each other? Bitch, they be getting in fights on Google Translator. He be like, can you make sure you get an STD test? Because I think you're pregnant by another dude. And so you hear him say it, right? And she has no reaction because it has to filter it. And then the phone is sitting there and she's like, no, no, no. And then talks back to the phone.
Wait, what?
Bitch, they fight through another woman's voice on Google Translator. He asked to marry her and she was like, and she would start texting in the phone.
That's a fucking joke.
It's so good, dude.
That is a fucking joke.
It is just such primetime TV. Like, the person who came up with that in the room, I just really need to know. How much are they paying you, my nigga? Because, like, what a gem. Really? Oh. So when I went to Mexico, yeah, I was trying to be on my 90 Day Fiancé, bitch.
I'm dead. Well, let's go ahead. We're going to hop into let's just go ahead and get on to the kink of the week. You want to go ahead and get into this? Because this is some shit you looked up. Chuck Pollard, you go ahead.
It's pretty bad. It's called felching.
It's called felching?
Here's the definition from Fight Club. When a man fucks you up the butt without a rubber, he shoots his load, then plants his mouth on your anus and sucks his own warm sperm out, plus whatever lubrication and feces are present. That's felching. It may or may not include kissing you to pass it into your mouth. Basically, an anal cream pie is called felching, but it's specifically when a man does it.
And he sucks his own cum out of the booty hole. The faces in this room right now.
Now, how did find that, one may ask, is because the topic for today, has to do with porn categories. So I'm looking up the grossest ones and I found it. But before we get to our horrible decision, I want to go through vanilla shit. Shout out to Salty. We've been talking back and forth to Miss Fitz, who runs Salty. If you guys don't know what Salty is, it is a newsletter. That it's basically talks about sexual health. Writers go in, they pretty much, it's almost like, I would explain it almost as blogging sometimes because some of the stories are so personal and vivid, but there's a slew of different writers on this site. It's free and it's just an amazing fucking newsletter all about sex. Amelia Ortiz was on our show. She covered it. I know Erica something, the woman that had the mastectomy for breast cancer. She's on there as well. But yeah, the article I picked today is called Trans Dating, The Pegging Perplexion. So the author of this article pretty much goes into detail about how she gets annoyed feeling like every man expects penetration because she's trans. So she, I'm just diving into the middle of it. It's quite a long article, but for the T-girls that choose to date, they soon find out there are slim pickings. The scarcity is caused by so many stereotypes that surround sex with a trans woman. One of them is the stigma that only men who enjoy receiving anal sex pursue trans women. It includes the false assumption that while entering a relationship with a T-girl, the expectation of receiving anal sex is a thing when it really isn't. They sustain the fear that being known as a man that dates trans women automatically means you take it up the butt when it doesn't. Men who are brave enough to explore their sexual acumen will discover that there are various ways to have sex with a trans woman, as with any other cis girl. It is this exploration in cis couples' bedrooms that is lending some leeway to the acceptance of men who love the trans woman. So movement. So basically saying that pegging and talking about it has opened up the idea of men possibly being okay with dating trans girls. Some T-girls are totally comfortable with invading their man and lean in towards evolving as a non-op transsexual. It's exactly what it sounds like. Taking all of the feminization that measures up to the point of genital reassignment surgery. They feel like no one ever knows them. No one ever knows if the man they will fall for will prefer a good pegging and are okay with keeping a tool to use to do so. So yeah. Trans women that are, you know, post-op and have had surgery will actually maybe still strap up and shit like that. But I guess kind of trans women are tired of thinking they're just a pegging bitch.
It's so funny, though, that you bring that up because I do have men in my phone who have been with trans women. And I would say probably 3 out of 5 of them don't even take the dick. Like they're not receiving, they're not on the receiving end. They have been with trans women to where they're still penetrating the women.
Right.
And what's crazy is I mentioned this on another episode that I've been getting into kind of watching more trans porn. And a lot of the trans porn is trans women still being fucked by men. So it's weird because a lot of I actually don't like watching
trans women fucking men.
Oh, that's what I try to look for and I can't find as much of it.
I really enjoy watching trans women get fucked and just seeing the genitalia, but like it being like even missionary. I think it's really hot to see them like touch themselves.
So I'm into seeing a man receive it clearly again because I like seeing men in submissive states and forms and positions. But if you guys are interested in looking up a specific porno star that I really enjoy watching, his name is Robert Axel. He is a beautiful black man. Oh my God. He's just my type. He's beautiful.
Follow him on Twitter.
He's beautiful. And he deals with a lot of trans women. He also does like threesomes. He's like been gangbanged by trans women. It's just dope. It's really hot. So Robert Axel, if you're looking to get into that. So I guess while we're sitting here talking about porn,
I talked about this scene though. Like, so when I went on Van's show, I talked about a porn I was into, and it's trans women that like get fucked and come on themselves. Like, oh my God, like pre-op. Sorry, but yeah. So Mandy and I did a Patreon episode. You may have heard it yet or not. I don't know. But we talked about like the type of porn we like. And I was like, yo, we should really get into what people are into. So the horrible decision for this week is called Delete My Search History. Because I'm into some nasty shit. Pretty much. So I went
so
on Twitter and Instagram and in my DMs and collected over, like, I would say at least total, maybe 500 comments of what people are into. But I want to ask you this first,
yes.
Mandy. Would you rather take $20,000 in cash?
Here we go with one of these goddamn money or do something filthy ass question.
You don't have to do nothing.
What you asking, B?
Would you take a $20,000 in cash in your hands right now or... I mean, well, the fact is you would have to, for the $20,000, have your search history for porn pop up whenever your legal name is Googled. Would you take the $20,000?
The fact that I have a white-ass name and mad white girls pop up if you search my name anyways, give me that $20,000 check. If y'all want to know, black gay raw. That's what the fuck I type in just about all the goddamn time.
Mine's Bukkake and come on face.
Yeah, mine is, I like gay porn. I've been watching more trans porn lately. And then if I'm like, okay, I'm done seeing like that type of sex and I want to go back into heterosexual sex, I really, really, really enjoy gangbang. Gangbang DP.
Me too.
And I do like to see, I don't have a lot of raw sex, so I don't like to watch condom sex in porn. I'd like to watch raw sex.
Right.
Like, I just like to
watch
well,
that's
raw.
Why a lot of people have gone to Miami to do porn, because now in Cali they have that rule. So we collected all of these porns that people watch,
so
right?
Nasty,
but hold on, before you get in your phone, I want to show you the three craziest ones that I looked up, or most interesting. So first we're going to start with the lollipop effect. And I'm going to tell you what that is. Wow, really porn music there.
It got to be white people shit, because
black girl.
Porn.
These are
this
all,
black girl.
I swear on you, on some real shit, the black people that wrote in are the ones I took the answers from. So a lollipop effect is basically two girls lie in the bed, they passionately kiss and fuck, and the other girl watches them. Under her skirt, you see a big dick. So that is called a lollipop effect, and it's only in anime. So I want to show you three clips of different porno, and I want you to then tell me if you had to come to one of them.
Which one would I come to?
I'm actually surprised. Like, so the girl that wrote me, it was a black chick. She was talking about how she really was into the anime. Sorry, my phone is fucking up. See, I got a virus from all this goddamn anime.
I'll tell you now, I'm not coming to cartoons.
Well, you'd be surprised. Look, they look real, right?
They look like Sims characters, yes.
Do you see the like dick in the skirt?
I do see
that. Loudspeaker, yeah. Y'all are so deep in this damn studio, I can't pull this up. Hold on. So this is the lollipop, okay? As you see, there's a girl with a growing dick in her skirt. They're cartoons.
How big?
Huge.
That's not a regular size dick.
Well, it's anime, so everything's kind of like... So that's the lollipop effect anime.
If you're watching this at work, I'm so sorry, because now your panties are about to be moist or you're about to have a hard on. Moaning makes me so fucking wet. So just even hearing cartoons moan right now, I'm so mad that I just got turned on.
Here's the next one that a black dude told me is his favorite shit to look up. Cum farts.
Nah, bro.
This is just a compilation. And basically, the cum squeezes out of the ass, they fart it out, and they eat it. This music is so...
That music is awful.
Now, the next one, I actually had, I would say, about 10 people write me this, which kind of surprised me because it seems kind of random. And it was clown gangbangs.
Clown gangbangs.
Yep. So, all normal people, no cartoons, no other shit. But, yeah, they're basically dressed as clowns.
But this is what I'm talking about. This is why, like, you're not...
You're saying this is white people shit, but a bunch of niggas wrote me.
That's fine if niggas watch it, but I'm saying you're not finding... So I don't like watching white dicks in porn. So, like...
Okay, so which one are you coming to?
Do they have black clowns? Now the fact that you really just...
Which one are you coming to, Mandy? It's the game. You have to play.
Yeah, but it was all white people, so I'm just going to go with the cartoons then.
Wow, and you said I'm not coming to
because
cartoons, bro.
I also
knew...
don't come to white people.
So the cartoons looked pretty...
The cartoons, they moaned sexier. The cartoons turned me on more than the other
I really
videos.
Think I could, out of all of those, I could come to the anime, too.
The anime looked...
Lollipop effect.
I like
bad.
The idea of a growing penis
me
that just
too.
Keeps getting bigger. It was literally the
so
size
like,
of my leg.
I honestly was
ass.
Kind of judgy before this because the only anime porn I've seen was tentacle porn. So tentacle porn is basically when it looks like octopuses and shit and they wrap themselves around like other people and like jerk them off. Or I've seen breast milk tentacle porn where they wrap their tentacles around
so
titties.
So the tentacle porn was really interesting. A lot of people sent that in and like it's disgusting when you look it up. Like, I don't know what they, like, because it's not
the
all...
tentacles can go through the vagina, out the mouth. Yeah.
It's fucking disgusting.
Yeah, I really don't get the caucasity of that, but niggas like it. So here's a few favorites of mine that I posted on the gram. My question was, what's the craziest thing you've ever searched in porn? Not me, but a fellow sailor on deployment had 100 gigs of amputee porn. So I then looked that up, and there's a lot of quad amputee where there's no arms or legs. And there's another one that says, most recently watched was nugget anal. Basically, girls with no arms or legs getting ass fucked.
So there was a video going around on Twitter of a guy with no legs fucking the shit out of a girl, and everyone was like reposting hips. It was all hips and arms. He had to have the strongest arms to hold himself up because he was fucking her missionary style. And I'm like, fuck, like, it's kind of like he was swinging.
But that's the thing, like, you all learn what you have to do, right? Like,
what? It's core. It's all core then.
Right.
He was like swinging in her pussy, and I'm just like, I don't know if I could even watch this. Like, I felt
it's,
odd
it's
looking at it.
It's almost like when you, it's like we have legs, so that's where we put most of our weight and lean onto during sex. But for example,
not me. I don't ride dick.
Well, no, like niggas.
Other than that, I be on my knees.
But when I'm thrusting, I use my legs.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Okay.
So like Ashley, the girl that we had here that had the wheelchair, I'd bet that her arms were a lot stronger than me or yours because she's probably using her arms more than we are to maneuver herself in and out of cars, shit like that. The nastiest porn that I saw, I will say, and this to me was nastier than vomit, was rosebud porn. And that is basically when your asshole is extracted.
Oh, I've seen those in gay porn, and it's so gross.
I really, I can't.
Your asshole is extracted. It's because you've been fucked so much.
No, like, you basically try to, like, pull it out, and, like, then it's, like, pushed back in while fucking. And, like, that to me is the fucking grossest shit. But it's a lot of, like, anal gaping. I've seen the rosebud thing, too. Here's some other funny shit. Granny's sucking big cock, which I don't ever know if you've looked up.
What? Granny's sucking big cock?
Have you ever looked up granny porn?
I know,
so
bitch.
I have for fun, not for masturbating. And, like, granny gangbangs are hilarious.
Yo, get the
bitch.
Fuck. I feel like that's kind of like.
Look at the granny getting fucked by these two niggas. Like, this is. I mean, she's like, what, 50s? I'm talking about.
She don't look that old.
So how old do you think she is?
I want to see gray hair, bitch.
All right, hold on.
That look like a MILF.
Once you're. Oh!
Okay, they look old, bitch. They look like the Golden Girls, bitch. I don't want to see this. Oh my god, they look so. Y'all gotta look at these old ass women eating
these
pussy,
some big
y'all.
Pussy bitches. Yo, y'all niggas ain't shit.
Y'all niggas for anybody. The cameraman and audio, Chris, they came to look at.
Why do they all have hair?
Because back in the day, they liked hair. They probably still live like back in the day.
Her tits are like, wow.
Grandmas be getting it in with the black dick. Hello.
They're taking a lot more dick than
young girls do.
Well, I guess you've had room to,
So I wanted to read this. This was probably one of the nastiest comments that I saw. Someone said that they saw a video where hella guys came in a cup.
Okay.
They dumped the cup onto a pan on the stove.
Here we go.
Then they cooked all of the cum like scrambled eggs.
Oh, boy.
And they made the girl eat it. And I saw him responding back to other followers, and he said it actually looks like scrambled eggs.
I believe it.
Technically, I was about to say technically there are eggs in it, but we done already went through that. There's no eggs.
That was
in
funny.
Sperm.
Giant clits is also a thing that someone put.
Man, that's damn near.
Anal urine, which to me that's just diarrhea. This was the. Oh, I'm sorry. No, this
anal
was
anal urine.
I didn't Google this, but this was the craziest. I keep saying this is the craziest. This is the craziest. I can't stop. Penile separation. Dude sliced his penis in half, and the blood was crazy.
Ew! No, I don't
but
like
I
blood.
But I came, so win-win, I guess.
He came to that?
He was black. I'm going to show you what he looked like, too. Because
he came
you know what?
To this penis be,
this is what's crazy, bro.
Slitation? Slicing?
Oh, some dude I fucked put looking up porn bloopers with your ass. Yo, this was so funny. So me and this guy, we got really high on some stuff. It was Molly. And it was like 5 years ago. And we go to this fucking rave and he can't fuck me anymore. I can't fuck him because like we both can't come because we're so high. And I'm like, yo, let's look up porn bloopers. So we're in a hotel. We're in Tampa. And we pull it up on the screen. And when I tell you real tears, so it's like casting calls where they pretty much roast these bitches. So they get done fucking this one girl. And he's like, yo, you know this is a yeast infection, right? Like, when it's crumbly like this. She's like, dude, really? And she's like looking at her fucking pussy with all this stuff. He's like, yeah, I'm a little worried now about getting candida, honestly. She's like, I'm so sorry. And then she's in the bathroom and the camera crew follows her while she's like trying to figure out how to fucking Postmates Monistat. It was pretty bad.
So something else that was really funny that someone brought up, which I actually enjoy watching and I just recently watched, parodies. So they have porn parodies of Fresh Prince, Good Times, and Barbershop.
Yeah, parodies are funny.
I do want to say if you're into gay porn like myself, they just had an awesome one of Black Panther.
Really?
Oh my God. Let me see if I can look it up. Dog, it was
You know what's
so
funny
hot.
About you bringing this up? Do you remember when you said that Lawyer Bay wanted you to wear like...
He did. So Lawyer Bay wanted me to dress like a... we were going to do like superhero fucking. And we were looking up different costumes because basically he wanted to record. Like he wanted to like get into this thing where he wanted to be like a porn director on the side of being a fucking lawyer. And so I was like, yeah, but I have all these tattoos. I don't know if I want to be in front of the camera. And so that was one of his solutions, is for us to wear costumes because then it would cover majority of my tattoos. And so that's kind of...
I just read something that said trans orgy, because something about them being in a fuck chain is really hot to me. Some girl said, these are all niggas, by the way, because I can see from the little shit. This girl put, I love watching one-arm niggas jerk off.
Wait, what?
What is up with the amputee shit?
One-arm niggas jacking off?
Frottage? What is that? I forgot. Can you Google that really quick? Frottage. We had it as a kink of the week, I feel
we
like.
We did. We definitely did.
My favorite search is lesbian Brazilian face sitting, and that's what leads to some weird shit for me. Also, face suffocation.
So that's the start of the Black Panther game.
Oh, wow. It's like really in like...
No, they did an amazing job. So you have the Black Panther music. Look, hold on.
What does that say? Black Panther?
It's black with...
Oh, no C.
With no C. And then when you get into it...
Oh, it's gay porn.
It's gay black porn, and you literally have T'Challa and whoever the other one is about to fuck. And then, hold on, they get into it. And it's...
Do they say Wakanda forever?
Actually, I think they do say some sort of Wakanda while they fucking. And... Oh, my bad. But yeah, it's crazy. My bad, but that...
It's so, frottage, thank you, Chris. The technique or process of rubbing from an uneven surface to form the basis of a work of art, huh? Touching or rubbing against the clothed body. Oh, we did it with Mac.
We did do that.
No, we didn't do that with Mac. We called that like dry hump. Who did we do that with?
So one of the other ones that I found really odd that a lot of people wrote us in about is alien/monster porn.
Yeah.
And so that... most of those are animated when I was looking them up, but they do also just have people in costumes as well, looking like aliens and monsters.
That was dope. So before I want you to find some good ones too. I found an article on mandatory.com that says 13 porn categories that'll make you quit the internet. The first one is toothless granny. And then they also include porn hub comments, and one of them is, but why? Toothless granny porn involves senior citizens who remove their dentures and place them on the bedside table to suck a good dick. My Little Pony.
I feel like maybe that's how Kimbella was getting ahead from Jewel's. You know, Jewel's was... What?
His Jewel's dentures?
No, but he, like, started losing his teeth. So I wonder if, like, getting your pussy ate out by a nigga with...
Yeah,
no
but
teeth.
I think it's mainly... So it's, like, it's better probably for blowjobs. Because, like...
Because it's just, like...
Right. So
on
you
the
get
gum.
I put my lips over my teeth anyway, if it's big.
Yeah.
But... I used to watch Hookers on the Point on HBO, and one of them was like, needed $10 for cigarettes, and she was like, I'll take my teeth out. You want me to take my teeth out? I'll take my teeth out.
Well, so there's a category of crackhead porn, too, that someone said they stumbled upon. And if
prostitute,
you look,
yeah, real crack whores is one.
Real crackhead porn. Like
that shit kind of made me feel sad. I've watched it, mainly because I like the Thai prostitutes. So, like, when then crackhead comes up, and I'm like, I didn't ask for American shit. I did. There's another one called Red Rhapsody. Actual porn comment. Boring. 12 minutes is too long. Explanation. Red Rhapsody is a blanket term for menstrual porn. What's even more shocking is the fact that approval ratings for these videos hover above 95% every time. They are seen by millions of people. The more I live, the more humanity confuses me. Garden Gnome. Garden gnomes have red pointy hats.
Wait, they fuck with red pointy hats on?
These red pointy hats fit perfectly, Tawana, considering the prevalence of pointy things like butt plugs.
What?
There is a girl who uses, pretty much lawn ornaments to pleasure herself. Another one, Japanese newscasters, actual porn comment. In Japan, it's perfectly normal to read the news with your face covered in cum.
I think that if a lot of you guys dig into like searching some of these porn categories, you'll see that our bodies can do a lot of things that I didn't think. So someone said they actually came across a video where an entire head was put into
a vagina. And then someone wrote underneath, like, LOL, the white bald guy?
The white... I'm like... So, yeah, and apparently the guy is bald, and so he stuffed his bald head into a vagina. Something else that people said, Asian armpit fetish.
Blogzilla that likes up, that.
Yes, and also Muslim porn. But Mia, said that Mia the women Khalifa still got wear fucking... their hijabs.
Do you know she only did, like, less than 10 or something?
Who?
Mia Khalifa, because she's actually Muslim. A lot of Muslim porn, by the way, is done by Latinos.
Wow.
And they just pretty much make that eyebrow real bushy. But Mia Khalifa is like legit Middle Eastern, did Muslim porn and received the most death threats of any porn star. She's the most searched porn star for the amount of videos she's done, maybe like 5 scenes or something really small, but searched the most. Like, she's super popular. I'm actually surprised you never heard of her.
No, I think I have on Twitter. Someone else said something that's a porn category, and it's actually funny because I saw this in person. Someone said that they saw a girl shove 10 mini basketballs inside of her ass and then shoot them out one by one.
I saw that.
So when I was in Thailand, in Bangkok,
me too.
There's a place called
the
Pussy
Ping
Show.
Pong.
And basically what happened is, and this is the crazy part, so we go into this pussy show, that's what it's called. It's literally pussy is on the outside of it. And so me and my homegirls went in. I think it was like $10 to get in. US dollars, but it was whatever type.
Which, by the way, is really expensive.
Yeah, no, it was very expensive. But we were like, bitch, we want to see it. And then when we got in there, the drinks are very cheap.
Tell me this, were they old? Like you?
No, so they weren't old.
The ones I saw were older.
So we went in there, and the first trick that she did was she takes a marker and she asks the guy sitting on the corner of the bar and is like, what's your name? She takes the marker, puts it in her pussy, and writes his name with her pussy on the stage.
Okay.
And hands him the paper.
In Amsterdam, I saw her do that on a dude's chest.
Yeah, so did it on a sheet of paper. So then finally, the ping pong show comes in. The whole time they're hyping up the ping pong show. So the bartender hands us ping pong paddles, and the lady sits on stage, the stripper, the dancer, whatever they call her. She's on stage and she's putting the ping pongs in her pussy, hits her pussy, and it shoots out, and we're pretty much playing ping pong with ping pong balls that are coming out of her pussy. Now, it wasn't until she decided to shove a bottle of water and
squirt it out
with her pussy juice that we were like, we're fucking done with this.
So,
but we definitely were playing
the
ping
water
pong
was
with,
the most,
the ping pong balls.
What I thought interesting, like, so she... I saw that in Thailand. I wanted to talk about some European ones I saw too. In Thailand, I saw them like lift their bodies up, let the water drain all the way down, and then shoot it out, which I thought was pretty gross. Now, in Amsterdam, I think it was a pink elephant or something. I've been twice. What's interesting there, they have a smoking one where a girl very like nicely puts her legs up and like coughs, it almost
and
looks
smokes
like
a cigarette,
and
yeah.
Smoke comes out.
Whether they did that in Thailand too.
Yeah.
They did that.
And
yeah.
The only thing I would tell you with sex shows, like, it's really, really interesting to watch. I've been to a Parisian one too. They were pretty cool. But they look exhausted because the show is on a rotation, right? So let's say from 7 to 9 you watch the show, they do it again from 9:30 to 11:30. And like, it almost looks like acrobatic shit at this point. They're like they know exactly what positions to get in. Like,
yeah.
It's kind of sucks. And strangely, the sex in sex shows, I've noticed, is not my favorite part. I kind of like the individual acts. I think those are more fun.
Well, this was advertised as kind of like a strip club, so they did have like very clad outfits on, bikinis. There was poles on stage so they could dance.
Go-go dancer-ish, because they dance
very
a little bit before they do whatever trick
they
it is.
Do. They do.
Another cool one I've seen in Amsterdam, is it pink elephant? Something elephant. And this girl comes out in a Chiquita Banana outfit with like gorillas, and they like do this dance, and then she unpeels a banana, lays on her back, calls 5 men over, puts the banana inside of herself, and then asks them to eat it out while she pushes it out. That was pretty good. That was actually my favorite part.
That sounds kind of interesting.
I enjoyed watching that. And like not in a like turn on way, but I'm like, you guys are sick.
So we've sat here and talked about a lot of the porn that our listeners came across. Are there any pornos that you've come across and it was so disgusting but you sat there and watched it?
Race play? No, I didn't finish. Like I didn't hear you finish, but I couldn't finish. I thought you were gonna say, did you stop watching porn?
Oh no, that you kept watching.
Race play makes me stop. And I'm gonna tell you when race play has made me stop. I like Bukkake, Avi, I talk about it all the time. So gangbangs, and I really do like watching black women in porn because they're hot. But a lot of the Bukkake sometimes has white dudes. So the Bukkake that I last watched was some Southern Bukkake. I can't remember the name of it, but I probably should have known better because they had shirts on with Confederate flags, but she was so fine. I think it was Capri Styles, maybe. And oh, I love her from back in the day.
She's coming to our Atlanta show.
Oh, dope. So I love Capri Styles.
Shout out Capri.
And in one of the fucking pornos, yeah, they were like, saying you black bitch, like I couldn't handle it, and it fucked it up. I don't even like listening to white women say big black cock, which is why I can't watch Blacked.
Oh,
I don't like hearing you talk about it. Like it really fucks it up.
So I mean, for me, I mean, I would say stumbling across trans porn, I didn't think I would like, and now, like I said, I kind of search it on my own. I don't think I've come across too many odd ones. I would say you're talking about race play. Ones that I feel like I shouldn't enjoy watching would be incest porn. That I actually like the storyline that you're fucking your stepson or you're fucking your stepdaughter. Like, and it's awful. You look really judgy right now, bitch. It's just porn. But I will say it's one that it's like, I know it's wrong. I think incest is awful. I'm not here for it. But I kind of get into the storyline and porn sometimes. And I shouldn't.
Maybe.
Like the mom and the, like, and then it's when like the mom and the daughter fuck the hot boyfriend. It's like, I know it's fucking wrong. It's awful. But I get into it. I don't know.
What is it? Is it the coercion basically? Like,
I don't know. I think it's the fact that I know that they're not supposed to be doing it. Like, especially like the dad and maybe stepson or dad.
You
and
You know
daughter,
why I like, get worried about incest porn and people liking, because I worry that it'll one day lead into them like teenagers getting taken advantage of, and that makes me feel bad.
But no, of course,
I you know when incest porn fucked me up. I watched Hot Girls Wanted, this documentary on Netflix. Have y'all seen it?
No.
It's really good. It's about, actually, Nina Kay, she said the dude from the documentary is her manager now.
Okay.
So it's this documentary where they basically talk about how they put these ads out, Hot Girls Wanted on Craigslist. They offer you a flight to Miami. You live in this house and you do amateur porn. And the life cycle they talk about for porn stars, like average 3 months,
I've
just okay
that.
6 months, porn stars over a year. One of the girls, the girl with glasses, does this uncle kind of porn. And her, outside of the scene, she looks so uncomfortable. She's like, I was so dry. Like, he wanted to touch me, he wanted to kiss me, and I couldn't do it. And, like, I'm watching her touch her titties, and she's sitting there with her arms crossed, like, uncomfortable. And now all I could think of with, like, that older man takeover porn is the actual porn star really being that uncomfortable.
But it's also crazy because even watching that documentary, they do like women who look barely legal for those certain type of roles. So, and the barely legal category is very fucking big.
I pulled up the list for us of the most views categories by gender. Shout out to, I think, Norkio the philosopher, who said you guys need to cover this. He sent me the 2018 Pornhub's official review. I want everybody in this room to guess the top three things you think women looked up.
Gay porn is number one. We did an article on gay porn being popular.
Not gay male porn is not on there, but go ahead. What's the next one?
Well, then lesbian.
Lesbian's number one. What do you think number two is? I thought that too. It's threesome.
Threesome.
Three is number is number three is Japanese. Now, next one for men. What do you think their top three are? Lesbian. That's number
Blow
four.
Blowjob, lesbian, and
what?
Cream pies.
What's pog?
Oh,
fat ass white girl. So I thought it was gonna be teen and ebony. The top three on in 2018 for Pornhub was Japanese number one, MILF.
and MILF, of course.
Then mature. Then it was lesbian and ebony. Hentai was before teen and anal. Here is a very interesting statistic. By 280%, pussy licking is more often viewed by women than men. Solo male is viewed a lot by women.
I love solo male. When they be with the little fleshlights making themselves come, that's probably why I like a lot of, like, so a lot of the guys on my phone, I don't have to send them anything. They just enjoy me watching them jack off.
Yeah.
And that's, like, one of, like, the things that I really, really like. So sometimes if maybe I ain't got no nigga that's jacked off on FaceTime for me in a while, I'll literally go and look up solos. And I love watching men, like, come on themselves or shoot, like,
dude,
really, really
Gene
far.
Gene sent me some fucking fleshlight porn.
I love it.
Like, a video of himself. And I was like, what? Like,
I love it.
When I watch that shit, I'm, like, super turned on. And I'm shocked how turned on I am, because I don't really know many men that use fleshlights. Like, it's not necessarily a thing. But porn categories also range from cities people live in, which is very interesting, too. Like, it was very high for teen in, Bible Belt states.
Oh, I believe that.
Which kind of made me want to throw up.
I believe that. Well, let's go ahead. I hope you guys, if you guys come across any weird porn, keep it to yourself, because y'all be sending us some weird ass shit. I know y'all thought I was about to say something else, but y'all be sending us some shit. Like, real quick,
asked them. Now you're saying keep it to yourself.
Yeah, no, but real quick, I just want to show. We're literally sitting here, mind you, anything filthy that comes across Twitter, we're now being added. Like, what are your thoughts on this? So this is literally something that was just sent to me. It is a man being jacked off under latex.
Oh, I've seen this on Real Sex.
And there's something that's helping him breathe through the latex. But he's literally having a conniption because he's about to come. So this is clearly a latex.
Do you remember when we interviewed the guy, Daniel, from Not Safe for Work, and he talked about latex?
And he talks about that. So, again, someone decided to tag me. At Full Curl Pumps, fam, explain. Like, y'all can't think that me and Weezy just know all of this shit, bro. We don't do this shit.
Do you remember when Van posted some shit of men in lingerie, and he was like, what y'all
think about this? Like, y'all gotta stop making us the voice for everything like this, because it's just like, goddamn, y'all.
Now, I'll be honest with you, the latex thing, like, I totally get it. I get the second skin thing. Like, I've worn really tight clothing and it's turned me on.
Yeah, not me. I'm sorry. Doesn't.
No, I wear probably, maybe I wear more outfits like more often, but I wear this latex one sometimes. Like, I don't want to get, whatever. I'm not going to talk about it.
But
I wear this latex one. And when wearing it, like getting like my nipples like pinched or touched outside of it, it's like another level.
I love that you brought that up, because that's going to segue us into our home mail, which the title.
I picked one out.
Oh, did you?
I really like this one, but go ahead.
So we
could do two.
Skin or no skin. So I'm a new listener. Shout out to Sydney for posting about the podcast. So I've had sex with men with foreskin and without, and don't really care whether a dick has skin or not, especially because all I'm concerned about is getting an orgasm. On a random night, my boyfriend and I decided to watch American Circumcision on Netflix. So there goes something else for y'all to tune into. And I've always felt some type of way since I opted to not have my son circumcised. After watching the entire documentary, my boyfriend is now restoring his foreskin, and apparently a bunch of men are doing it. I don't care as long as he can make me come with his mouth, dick, and fingers, but it's a 4-year process with lots of tape and retaining combs. Even crazier that in some countries, doctors cut the hood covering the clit. Shit, if someone cut my hood, them motherfuckers would ruin my sex life. Just thought maybe it would be interesting to share with the rest of the world, since most women are hell-bent over cut dick. Skin or no skin. And it's crazy because we've had this conversation on here a lot. There's a guy that I found really, really attractive. I met him at a party. And we've been talking on and off maybe for like 2 years, but nothing's come of it. And, you know, I was in my little slump where I didn't really have 24/7 for a while. So I was entertaining him. And as soon as he sent me a video of his dick and it had so much skin on it, I'm now not interested in fucking him. So I feel bad. Reading this made me think of that.
Like, listen, people can't choose the way that
they can't. But I can choose what goes in my mouth and what goes in my vagina.
Sure, but I do feel bad. Like, I mean, like I said, 80% of the world is uncircumcised. That's the last stat I read. That was in the summertime. And apparently it was something just as similar with 80% of America being circumcised.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't know. I don't really think there's a difference. What I really enjoy with uncircumcised men is they feel so much more. Like, when I go down on them, like, they're so much more sensitive. Oh, my God. Like, they seem to come harder. I actually fucked this guy with Colette. And it was number two, episode number two, our threesome story. This dude was, like, almost screaming. He was coming so hard. And he was uncircumcised. He was, like, enjoying it so much. And I noticed they convulse a little bit more. Ladies, if you've ever have any stories that you could share with us, if, you know, you agree, I just find that they do come harder. Or, like, I can't even explain it. And it's mainly, like, when I'm, like, doing, like, something with my hands, like, you could say, like, the basket weaving technique, you know, shout out to Superhead, whatever. I've noticed just doing that right at the tip, it's like, oh my fucking God. Like, some dudes can't even take it. They're like, I'm gonna come, just stop.
I mean, I feel like my circumcised guys come just as hard.
I don't think
there's a way to really, well, like, no, gauge.
It's a fact.
Comes
their dudes
more,
are way more, I mean, sensitive.
The sensitivity, sure, but I'm not gonna sit here and say, like, I.
How many experiences have you had with uncircumcised men, though, to
maybe,
compare?
Maybe a few. I'm not gonna lie. So, when it comes to uncircumcised dicks, and I can be biased, I don't give a fuck, I don't have the preference to suck it. It doesn't turn me on. So because it doesn't turn me on, like, the same way
so
men...
So basically it turns you off when you see it?
It does. So maybe, like, the same way maybe some men don't want a hairy pussy, men have preferences with even what our vaginas look like. It's right. Nothing that we can change or nothing that we have any control over. But there are men that, ooh, your pussy fat. I like fat pussies. Some guys like different types of pussies. To me, it's not that I'm shaming or bashing any man who's not, you know, cut or uncut or whatever. Just my preference, even when it comes to sucking dick, I don't even know how to suck dick with skin on it. I don't like that.
It's
the
normally
skin
not,
goes back and
once
forth.
Once you're hard, it's like, I don't know, from my experience, it's not really a pullback type of situation when they're hard. But also, like, I honestly, when I tell you I don't care, I just want it to be big.
Yeah, I like big dicks.
I do want to bring up, because I noticed they're not out here yet, I liked this one. It wasn't really a question, but comment was, or the subject was, Wheezy, I can't squirt either. Listening to episode 90, Wheezy, girl, I can't squirt and it bothers the shit out of me. I've been with my husband 9 years and we have an amazing sex life. He has made me come so hard my legs shake and go numb. I come at least 3 times every time we have sex, but never made me squirt. I was starting to think it was just me or him, but now that you've said you've never squirted, I'm like, what are we gonna do? Girl, listen. I've heard doctors say, like, every woman has the possibility to squirt, but, like, I don't care about squirting anymore. Just because some novelty with a nigga wanting me to squirt. If I can't squirt, I can't squirt. If it hasn't happened yet, it hasn't happened yet. If you're having amazing orgasms, why do you care?
Yeah, no.
Who cares?
I enjoy the multiple orgasms, but I will say I have squirted. But it's something that I don't have control over. It's something that I don't know how to do to myself. Probably because I also have T-Rex arms. So, like, I can't really get
yeah,
in
but
there
also,
like I need to.
Nina Kay said, and a lot of other people then wrote in that week, because I was like, oh, well, I don't put my fingers inside of myself. She was like, I don't. She squirted from clitoral. Also, to a guest we've had on the show, I won't say his name, he was like, I've never made a girl squirt from using my fingers. He's like, I've done it from eating pussy and, like, clitoral stimulation. Oh, not, like, sticking his fingers in, I meant. He said from clitoral stimulation.
So, I don't know. That. I mean, I guess, again, I haven't experienced it that way. Every person who has made me squirt has come from them pushing. There's some button up in my pussy. I don't know. They know how to get it, though. I've squirted with maybe three different guys.
Has a woman ever made you squirt?
When I'm with women, I like giving head to them. I don't really like them touching me at all.
Okay.
So, yeah, when I'm with women, it's just all me pleasing. I don't really like head, so it makes sense. Like, bitch, what are you going to do? I be wanting dick when I'm with bitches. So it's like, eh. Like, I just like pleasing them. But for the most part, every time I've squirted, it's come from fingers going in there while they're also eating my pussy. So it's clitoral and penetration going on. And it has been... I'm sorry that you haven't experienced it. Bitch, tears came out. Bitch, and this nigga recorded me. So it was a nigga I hated.
I mean, don't be sorry.
And I said I love you on camera, and I don't love that nigga, but it made me tell that nigga I love him.
I'll
and
be
I don't.
Honest. I don't really
so
feel
listen,
like.
Look, and you looking like that real quick? This nigga brings it up. Mind you, every time we have a conversation, we argue. It's a nigga I don't like. It's the nigga that I pissed on. We fucked for like 10 years, and now I'm not interested in him at all. But every time we get into an argument, he bring up that I told him I love him and it's on video, so now I can't deny it. But
so
it's like,
if you're so
squirt.
Excited about squirting and it's so great, why don't you like head? Like you said that it normally comes when dudes eat your pussy.
But it mostly comes to me, like even with him, he'll eat my pussy for a little bit, but once I'm turned on, it's all fingering.
Right.
He does all fingering. And I realized that too, like, shout out to Raquel Savage. She tweeted today, like, and I saw that you posted how to properly eat pussy. And she actually put, don't put your fingers in this hole. And what's crazy is, if you are going to give me head, because I'll get it, but I don't care about it. But when I'm getting head from a guy, I'll literally pull his hand and make him finger my pussy while he does
it. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like everybody has a different idea of how to eat pussy, right? I was talking to a friend of mine, another podcaster, and she's like, yo, like, my dude cannot eat my pussy, right? Because all he does is stay on the clit. And so when I saw that video, just focusing
on the
clit.
There was a lot of clit focus.
I'm like, I don't like that shit either. Like, I like the clit, but, like, eat my whole pussy. Don't suck my clit.
The same way when we suck your dick, we'll do the head, we'll do the shaft, then there's the balls, then, of course, the gooch, then we come back up. There's hand motions. Like, we do so much intensive shit when we fucking suck dick that it's crazy that they literally just think they just gotta...
I really get annoyed with that shit. Like, just don't eat my pussy if you're just gonna lick the clit.
Like, come on, bro.
What Wex called lick clit.
Lick the click. He called it a click.
Yeah, I don't like that. It doesn't really do anything for me. I want you to, like, this is my vagina. I want you to look at it. There's a labia. Like, there's a lot of other shit that you can do, like, to turn me on. Like, fucking do that. And I just feel really guilty when I've got to sit there and, like, walk you through it. Because I don't let people eat my pussy anymore that just do it wrong. I tell them what to do now.
Oh, yeah. I told you the only way I'll even get into maybe where, okay, my pussy's being eaten is if I know I'm dealing with a sub man and it's on some smothering and I'm sitting on his face and riding his face and I'm just very aggressive. I still don't even really... I'm turned on more by riding his face than I am
Jeeves
him eating
like
my pussy.
Jeeves is, like, obsessed with, like, getting his face suffocated. Not obsessed, but, like, he doesn't know that maybe I realized how much he asked for it, but in the threesome we had, the girl was riding him. And I was sitting on his face, and I remember him pressing me closer, and, like, that nigga came hard as shit. And recently, when I was sitting on his face, like, I didn't know if he could breathe or not, but I think he was into it. Because I wasn't sucking his dick or nothing. It sounded like he was like, he loved it, bitch. He was eating like he never had a meal. It came hard as fuck. I was like,
oh,
whoa, what? Bro, it legit landed on my chin. It was very unexpected. I was like, wow. But now I kind of like it too. I was begging Scissors to do that shit, but she wouldn't because she wasn't waxed. I was like, please. She's like, no.
It's so crazy how self-conscious we are, like, depending on the pubes on our pussy at the time. Like, I told you, even when I did the threesome, like, I had to tell her, bro, your pubes aren't bad.
And what's
like,
crazy to me is, like, I read something recently where this girl was saying, it was something in the home mail about women and her questions about how do I date women and talk to women. I've felt so much more secure about my body when fucking women than I have men. Like, I feel like girls are not weird about my body. Like, men can be. And maybe because men are so judgy, like when we see people being judgy on the internet about, oh, you know, you don't have this or not enough ass or not enough titties or you're this or fat or whatever. It's mostly men. So when I do fuck girls, I've felt so much more comfortable with my body. And for a first time lesbian experience, I've noticed that, I feel more comfortable with women. But anyway, thank you guys so much for listening to this episode. If you enjoyed this episode, thank you. If you think it could have been better and you want to help us out, call us at the $15 tier on Patreon. After 4 months, we send out merch. Earlier on into that tier, we call listeners for outline feedback and help. So produce an episode of Horrible Decisions and we will shout you out on it. For just $5 a month, you can get bonus episodes every Monday right after the Horrible Decision episode.
Awesome. Really, and again, we're excited to see all of you guys on tour. And following this episode, you guys will hear a clip of one of our bonus episodes on Patreon. So thank you guys so much for all of your support. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being horrible. And again, this has been yet another episode of Horrible Decisions.
Bye.
Bye.
I'm going to just kick it off by asking, what happens when you come? Where does it go? Because
you really need to wear a fucking condom when you have sex in space because it will, like,
yeah,
bodily fluids clump together in space. So, like,
she busts in a nut, it's
gonna float around.
What do you mean? So it doesn't turn into particles, it just floats?
Well, it'll clump together, and if it's, like, dense enough, it can float. And the same thing will happen, like, another big issue with having sex in space is the sweat, because you already naturally sweat when you're having sex. But in space, you actually sweat even more because your heart has to work so hard because of the
lack of oxygen.
Yeah, and the blood flow. Your blood ends up being evenly distributed through your body.
So it's harder to get hard?
Yes. And it's also harder to lubricate, like as women too.
So why is it harder to... So it's harder to get hard because you can't get that much blood to go up.
Yeah. Like usually, like gravity brings the blood down so that blood can gather more in your lower body. But with microgravity, not the case. Your blood is evenly distributed through your body.
Shit.
Yeah.
I mean, so pussy's going to be dry then.
Yep.
Exactly. That's some sandpaper
pussy. Why did that make me laugh?
That's right, though.
I've been through a lot of wars.
But it could, yeah.
So, so it's hard to get it up, but they want other life in space.
Yeah.
So if we need to fuck to make babies...
Well, the thing is right now with NASA, they're not interested in colonizing outer space.
And don't use that word, girl. You know what we think about.
Are populating outer space.
Better.
They're not interested in doing that right now because it's just on the top of their priority list. They're more interested in getting things like the last rover that landed on Mars on this Monday. So they're more focused on that kind of shit. But the private industry may be more interested in doing this. Like, technically the first people to have sex in space that's been recorded was on, like, this video called, I think it's, like, something Uranus. And they did one of these things called a vomit comet. And so, I don't know if you guys know what that is, but it's basically, like, a special plane that can fly high enough and to give you like about, I think, 90 seconds of zero G effects.
Zero G.
Yeah. Yeah. It does like a little parabola. So it goes up and down. And so you ride up and down like in waves. I think you do about like 6 or 7 waves.
90
depending on your
seconds
flight.
Of zero gravity.
Yes.
Okay.
Which sounds terrifying for me personally. Like if you're going to have sex and be floating for those 90 seconds, you have to be really strategic about how you're going to land. Mm-hmm. Because when gravity hits, there is, but they only got about a good 20 seconds of them having sex. I think everything else they had to like.
Would I be able to like post that link for people that are listening to this?
Yeah, I could find it for you.
That'd be dope. So I have looked up when I get high. I just, you know, you get in that rabbit hole of like, damn, what I'm about to Google YouTube. So I started YouTubing space one day, and I was reading into this thing about how like it's really bad if you get nauseous because if you throw up, it goes back in your face.
Yes.
So, like, how do you catch, like, what do people use? How do you, like, brush your teeth? How do you shower if the water is floating?
Well, I mean, they do have, like, bathrooms on space because, especially, like, on the International Space Station, even on space shuttles, because space shuttles, you can be on a vessel for, like, about a week, but they're very tiny.
So, I also was reading that, like, with showers, you're using rags a lot because you can't.
I'm about to go pick up this champagne for y'all ladies.
Aww.
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic.
So, I was reading that if you're showering, right, like, let me see if I took it down. Yeah, you have to get a rag to soak yourself off because there can't be a stream.
Yes. So, in tying to your question about throwing up, yeah, you have to be really, well, they kind of have, like, some systems in place because all liquids that they utilize are most liquids that they utilize are, like, in pretty secure containers. And you kind of you just kind of get used to navigating this because,
and like, making sure your asshole's in the right tube when you shit.
Yeah.
Ugh.
But it's, like I said, it's a very, very compact space. So you get used to making very small.
It's like
movements.
My apartment.
Yeah.
It's but a New York apartment.
Because these vehicles have many people on them, at least for the size.
By the way, I went home for Thanksgiving and I was walking around my mom's place and I was like, yo, I paid double this for a one bedroom. This is 3 bedroom. It's like 2,000 square feet. And I'm like, bruh.
Well, I'm really glad I moved to New York like right out of college because now I have a misconstrued conception of like how much money can actually get me for space.
Because it can't get you shit.
Not here.
Now, one other question I wanted to ask about space and shit. What am I thinking about? It just came up. So... Do you know anything about what happens when your mask comes off?
Like, what do you mean? Like a spacesuit?
When your mask comes off of your face when you're in space, yeah. Like, what happens? I read something like your lungs come through your mouth. Like, why do we need the mask? Like, what's out there?
in space, you can't breathe in space, first of all. Like usually if you're on like in a space vessel, there's oxygen there. There's no need to wear any extra equipment. You walk around in like a shirt and jeans.
So like what happens if you crack a window? You know what I'm saying?
You're fucked. like genuinely. I mean, they have safety procedures in place so that you can get the necessary equipment and suits to protect yourself. But really, you would never, ever want to be exposed. And also, there's radiation, which is like, that's one of the worst bits about being exposed to actually being exposed to outer space.
Got it. Radiation, yeah. As in like when bitches get skin cancer and shit?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that's actually one of, ooh.
Oh, yeah, the good flavor.
the white bottle.
It's the best flavor.
Hi, welcome. Somebody walked into the studio.
This is DJ Esso.
DJ
Manager. He's managed a lot of famous women, a lot of famous singers. Yeah. Yeah.
Were we talking about, just throwing up and shitting in space and shit? a few more questions. Like, what positions would be ideal? Like, can you hold on to something? Like, how do people work out in space? Like,
well, really, this is one of the trickiest parts is figuring out how to position yourself. And it's because if you, like, when you're having sex in space, or if you were to have sex in microgravity, like, the law, like Newton's third law of, you know, like how everything has an equal and opposite reaction, that thing is intensified. So like if you collide into each other, you're going to fly apart like, when you have sex. So there have been
So like you can't pump then?
No, you can't. You have to be like harnessed down essentially. And there's also, someone has an idea. I don't think they've worked on it yet, but you could have like potentially have a sleeping bag that will give you a sufficient range of motion that you could keep in place so that you guys aren't, like, completely flying
so
apart.
So you, like, definitely can't fuck from the back.
You could grab a hold of
you smack somebody's ass in space?
You could propel them away from you. Like,
because that's why they're saying, like, sneezing and farting in space, like, moves you forward.
Yes.
Okay.
Why are you just doing it?
I mean, you're not going to move, like, you know, like, 10 feet or whatever, but, like, Each amount of like a release of pressure will, you know, move
your body.
I'm just
trying to think what a cream pie would be like in space. Like, you know, it's in it. How's it ooze out?
I guess you got to like almost pee it out and catch it like you would pee. Speaking of pee, that's what I wanted to talk about. Did you know, because YouTube, when I'm smoking weed, that how they keep making water and filtering water is through the toilet?
Yeah. And especially from Florida. You're from Florida. You should know that.
Like the pee in space when the hurricanes, water you drink. That's insane.
I mean, that's what you do when you go hiking, too. Like if you... Yeah, you can get like little things that can clean up your water. I've gone hiking and done that before.
Now, that was...